This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Austin's economic boom has cooled off a bit, but that could change soon. Recent expansion announcements from three of the biggest names in technology mean more people are on the way. And as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, that could mean more affordability issues for an area already struggling with them.
If you were relieved by last year's announcement that Amazon's HQ2 would go elsewhere, along with as many as 50,000 future Amazon employees, know this. Thanks to expansion efforts from Apple and Google, and smaller expansion plans from Amazon, there may be almost as many folks coming to Austin anyway, sooner than any HQ2 plans would have materialized. So quick, it is even a surprise to some of their own employees.
Site preparation will begin in the next year, and our goal is to open the first building in the next 30 to 36 months. Yeah, my whole team just went.
That was Christina Raspi, Apple's VP of Global Real Estate. That company is planning to bring 5,000 more employees to Austin by the end of 2021. When it's finished, Apple's new campus will host 15,000 new employees. Last month, Amazon announced it will hire 800 people when construction is complete on a new building in the domain as soon as next year. Those will be mostly software and hardware engineers. Meanwhile, Google has not announced its plans, but it has been widely reported that the company leased an entire 35-story building under construction downtown. A building that size could mean Google will have 5,000 employees there when it's finished in a few years.
We don't want to say, no, we don't want those jobs here. We need the jobs here.
That's Nora Linatis-Miller. She's the executive director of Housing Works Austin. It's a group that advocates increasing the affordable housing supply in Austin. She says new jobs are great, but they will further complicate Austin's affordability puzzle.
We're not saying we're not happy that we're going to have new people in town, but we really do want to be mindful that it's a domino effect. As more people come in, it increases some of our people to have to move out.
All told, more than 5,000 new, well-paid employees will be in the Austin area, just from Apple and Amazon, in the next 2 years. Perhaps more than 20,000 in the next 5 years. Then there's the roughly 4,000 tech jobs that are created organically in the Austin area every year. The city has been feeling growing pains in the housing market for more than two decades, but the 2010s have been particularly painful from an affordability perspective.
Housing sales. In February 2011, the market share of homes that were sold to the multiple listing services represented about 53% with a price tag below $200,000.
Luis Torres is a research economist at Texas A&M University's Real Estate Center.
Right now, the housing sales, the sales with a price tag below $200,000, only represent 8.6% of the sales.
Let that sink in. 8 years ago, more than half the homes in the Austin area sold for less than $200,000. In February, less than 9% did.
We're losing that comparative advantage we always had. You know, people think about Texas, and you say, it's cheaper homes. We're going to move here compared to, you know, California or New York. But we're starting to lose that.
And the first people affected in the economic tug of war are the low and middle income families looking for housing in the Austin area.
Those people with a price tag below $200,000 are being left out of the housing market, especially if you're a first time home buyer and you're not in the tech industry.
The story is not too different for renters. Apartment rents rose in Austin more than 3% year over year, according to data released this month from Apartment List. It says Austin has the highest rent growth in Texas and fourth highest for large cities in the nation. All this is pushing folks farther out to cheaper land, driving an even bigger reliance on having a car to get around. Then gas and car maintenance compound the affordability problem. There are things the city can do, and it is trying to implement them. One thing Torres says could help is reducing zoning restrictions. After all, it is working in Houston.
Instead of helping out, you start restricting housing supply, and that comes with higher prices. So if I was Austin, I would be careful with trying to implement more regulation, and it would affect housing supply.
The city of Austin tried to incorporate some code changes in its effort to rewrite its land development code, also known as Code Next. an effort that fell apart last year. Nora Linatis-Miller of HousingWorks agrees that relaxing some rules would add to supply.
So if you allow for more height, you can add one more story that before you didn't have the restriction on. There will be parking, but there might not be as much parking as required.
Those tweaks are included in a plan Austin City Councilmember Greg Kassar proposed in February called Affordability Unlocked. It would allow for more dense development, which would allow, theoretically, for better use of the affordable housing bond money voters approved last November. As part of the Unlocked blueprint, the city would aim for 60,000 new affordable units within 10 years. A nice plan, but Linatis-Miller says we don't quite get there with what we have.
If you just took the housing bonds and you took all the normal pieces of adding more affordability, it doesn't give you 60,000 units. So we have to be innovative. We have to start thinking about new ways to do this.
She says that could include a mix of things like more public-private partnerships, employer housing stipends, tax incentives, and loans. Kassar's Affordability Unlocked plan is expected to come up for a final vote in May. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.